Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Only those who have been at sea truly grasp the enormity of this world. It is a frightening thing, and yet we hurl ourselves into the vacant spaces of this profound earth, knowing one day a great price may be demanded of us.
These days, there really is a hunger for a big, action-packed film that puts us in the middle of New Zealand's early history. And it's to the credit of Lee Tamahori's The Convert that it sets out to tell a story we're mostly unfamiliar with, the notorious musket wars of the early 1800s.
Mr. Monroe, welcome to Epworth.
Thank you.
Not exactly St. Paul's, but you'll make something of it.
I shall do my best.
We're reminded it was when the English brought out two things, Christianity and guns. The Christian minister of the title is Thomas Munro, played by Guy Pearce. A former soldier, he swapped his uniform for the cloth in slightly mysterious circumstances and has arrived at the tiny settlement of Epworth.
We're surrounded by savages of the most barbaric kind.
There are reports of a warlord out there.
Would that be Akatara?
You know,
I have encountered him personally.
Along the way, he finds himself between two war parties, one led by the terrifying chieftain Akatarawa, Lawrence Macquarie. Akatarawa slaughters the other party, all but Rangimai, the wounded daughter of the other chief. Munro manages to get her to safety.
What do you want?
I ask that you spare the lives of these people.
Choose.
I cannot make that choice.
Very well.
It seems intertribal warfare has always been a way of life here, but with the addition of lethal firearms, the stakes are far higher. In pre-colonial terms, they really are weapons of mass destruction. Munro takes Rangimai to a local woman, Charlotte, who's spent a lot of time in both English and Maori society. Her background is somewhat mysterious too. We're told there was a child, but if so, where is she?
I have a young woman in my care, a young Maori woman.
What's she doing here?
She was wounded.
Tu matua kai konekwe? Kare kore kwa rangonai.
One background story in The Convert is the fact that English sailors are making a fortune selling muskets to the local iwi. All sides, they're not fussy. But how risky is it dealing with someone as unpredictable as Akatarawa, clearly modelled on the real-life Napoleon of the South, Te Rauparaha?
It's her father.
The other is the unanswered slaughter of Rangimai's war party. She wants Utu, but Akatarawa's army is bigger and better armed than anything her father can muster.
No tato te nei whenua. I te nei wa katsuko ke iaratou kia nehu.
In other words, it's a bit like High Noon, except Rangimai is Gary Cooper, a woman's got to do what a woman's got to do, while the peace-loving Reverend Munro is Grace Kelly. But of course, Guy Pearce is the star, and frankly, we all want a face-off between him and Lawrence Macquarie, the film's Darth Vader, to mix genres.
Peace cannot be achieved through violence. This is the path to destruction.
Who was your god when you were at war?
On the plus side, it looks great, particularly the scenes in the bush, and it has to be admitted, some gritty, violent battle scenes. Cinematographer Ginny Lone is the convert's secret weapon, as she's been on so many New Zealand films. On the minus side, for all the film's good intentions, it's let down by a less than gripping storyline.
Oh,
Supervillain Nakatarawa makes a strong entrance and then disappears for much of the film. Princess Rangimai is similarly left hanging a lot of the time, while the other woman, Charlotte, spends most of her time on exposition duty, often in Tereo. I suppose Rachel House was busy. Guy Pearce does his considerable best with what he's given, but it's not enough.
Revenge. Death. Go hand in hand.
You fight or you die.
The trouble is, it was a book turned into one screenplay, which was replaced by another screenplay with later dialogue added by yet another writer. Now, this happens with many films, of course, but this time I got the impression something got lost in the various translations. Unforgivably, Charlotte's mysteriously absent child doesn't come to anything. She just dropped off the story. No Western would have done that.
We die as warriors.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.